Welcome back to today's episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Today, we have a few things we want to discuss. We're going to talk about the Over 40 Club. We're going to look at some of the rookies this year, the top five rookies for the week and also for the year. And also, we got some other information to go over with you. We'll go over some start sits for Thursday night's football game. And that's kind of it. So let's get to the Over 40 Club. We're going to start with that for week three. And the number one person over 40 for week three is Lamar Jackson, the quarterback for Baltimore, with 48.4 fantasy points. Now, he played at New England. He was 18 of 29 for 218 yards, but he threw four touchdowns, only one interception, but he ran the ball 11 times, 107 yards. That's 9.7 yards per carry and a touchdown. 48.4 fantasy points. Now, in week two, Lamar Jackson had 48.6 fantasy points, so he becomes the first player for this season to be on the Over 40 Club twice. He's also got the number two and number three best performances on the year behind only Tua's 52.9 fantasy points. Now, for the week, we had only one player over 40. We had seven players total over 30, and we had 12 players over 25. So that's only 20 players over the 25 mark this week. So yes, for those of you who were asking me earlier, did the scoring seem down last week in fantasy football? As you know from my podcast yesterday, yes, it did, and yes, it was. The week before, we had almost double, just a little shy, less of double that same amount of performances over 25. We were at like 22, 24. So there you go. We had three of those players that were over 25. I want you to listen to this. Three of the players over 25 for this week: Khalil Herbert, running back for Chicago, 30.9. Hollins, the wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders, with 30, and Russell Gage, wide receiver for Tampa Bay, with 25.7. I think it's Mac Hollins. There you go. I kind of stumbled on that. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But the point being is that those three players are all free agents in the majority of the leagues that I've looked at. So they are available to go out there and get. They might be able to help your fantasy football team in short order. There were 10 players in the top 25 this week who are free agents. 10. Now, quite a few of those were quarterbacks, I will admit that, but you need to go out and take a look at that. Now, I want to go back to Lamar Jackson for just a second, just really briefly. I don't know if you recall, and you probably don't really care, but Baltimore decided not to sign his extension this offseason. And he was really upset about it. So he is definitely out there playing really, really well right now to earn himself a new contract. So there's potential, quite honestly, that Lamar Jackson will not be the quarterback in Baltimore next year. His week three stats, like I said, 218 passing yards, four touchdowns, one interception, 107 rushing yards, one rushing touchdown. He is the second in history and the first player to have multiple games of three passing touchdowns and 100 rushing yards in a season, and he's done it in the last 2 weeks. Third, more history for you. Here we go. This was Jackson's seventh career game with at least 200 passing yards and 100 rushing yards, which is the most in NFL history. He's only 25 years old. And fourth and last, Jackson currently leads the NFL in passer rating. Yes. Who says he can't throw the ball? 119 and passing touchdowns of 10. So congratulations if you drafted Lamar Jackson in the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th round, wherever you got him. You're probably doing pretty well right now in fantasy football, and it takes skill to do that. It takes skill. Don't let anybody tell you different. That's what it's all about, right? Okay, so rookies. Let's talk about rookies for a minute. We have our top five rookies for the week. Number one this week was Chris Olave. We talked about this on the start sits, and I actually said that he was going to probably have a breakout, and it was getting time to get him in your lineups, and I'm going to stand by that. Especially if Michael Thomas is injured, and I think he is slightly injured. So Chris Olave, wide receiver, New Orleans, 23.7 fantasy points. He has 9 catches, 13 targets, 147 yards on the week, and 16.3 yards per catch. Really nice. He's a great route runner. Romeo Doubs jumped up to number 2 this particular week as a wide receiver for Green Bay, someone who's available in many leagues as a free agent. He had a pretty good week, 21.3 fantasy points. He was 8 of 8, 8 catches, 8 targets, 73 yards, but he only averaged 9.1 yards per catch, which isn't great, but he did have a touchdown. So somebody to watch. I mean, he may be somebody you take you pick up and put on your bench for a few more weeks, let him get a little more timing in with Aaron Rodgers, but definitely looking like a worthwhile play as a rookie. And then Damian Pierce, who I recommended you sit this week, actually shows up for Houston, running back, 18.1 fantasy points. He played 59% of the snaps, 20 carries, 80 yards, which is 4 yards per carry. He had a touchdown, and then he also had 2 catches on 2 targets for 21 yards. Nice performance for a rookie. Jelani Woods. I like that name, Jelani Woods. Tight end, Indianapolis. And there's many of us that need tight ends. 15.3 fantasy points. That's the great part of this, right? Here's the downside. He only played 23% of the snaps. He only had 3 targets. He only caught 2 passes, and it was for a total of 13 yards. It's only 6.5 yards per catch. But yes, 2 of those happened to be touchdowns, and that's how he come up with 15.3 fantasy points. But nonetheless, a nice performance for the rookie, somebody you might want to watch because sometimes those things play out over the next few weeks. Breece Hall jumps in at number 5, running back for the New York Jets. We talked a lot about Breece Hall. Many people took risk on him. 15.2 fantasy points, 8 rushes, 39 yards, which is 4.9 yards per carry, which is a fine job. Just needs to carry the ball more. But he was a worthwhile play here. 6 catches, 11 targets, 53 yards. He, again, had no touchdowns, but 15.2 fantasy points. Now, our top 5 rookies of the year, top 5 rookies, is Drake London, the wide receiver for Atlanta, who has put up 51.4 fantasy points, 14.4 this past week. Garrett Wilson, wide receiver, New York Jets, 51.2 fantasy points, 12 fantasy points this past week. Chris Olave, who we mentioned a few minutes ago, wide receiver, New Orleans, at 44.8. Those ex-teammates, number 2 and 3 here this year, 23.7 fantasy points, number 1 this week. And then Breece Hall, running back, New York Jets, at 39.3. So he's sneaking into that top 5 with 15.2 fantasy points this week. And then holding steady at number 5, Jahan Dotson, the wide receiver for Washington, with 38.9 fantasy points. He only had 3 fantasy points, but I just want to share with you that his targets, he had 8 targets. He only had 2 catches. So he had a rough week, but he still had 8 targets. I'm not giving up on that rookie, Jahan Dotson, for Washington. Thursday night's football game. Let's talk about that for a moment, and then we'll wrap things up for this episode. Thursday night, Miami at Cincinnati. Thank good it's not Cincinnati at Miami with that hurricane going through there, right? Okay, so we're playing at Cincinnati. For Miami, I am going to sit Tua. He has an ankle back injury. Not sure if he's going to play. He says he's going to play, but I think it's a situation where he's just one hit away. I mean, the NFL is actually investigating why he even went back in the last game. Now, the rumor was that it was a severe concussion, but the people out of Miami are saying, no, it was a back ankle injury. Well, I don't know. Many people that saw that And I did not see it. I did see a video of it, I guess. It didn't look like an ankle back injury, unless it was like a real bad stinger. And nonetheless, if it was a bad stinger in your back, you probably shouldn't play this week either. So I'm not going to play Tua. You shouldn't play Tua. And Teddy Bridgewater will be the quarterback in Miami on Thursday night. Now, I'm also going to sit Chase Edmonds. Last week, he had 15.7 fantasy points. So you remember the Jelani Woods story, right? Yes, he had two touchdowns. He only played 44% of the snaps. He carried the ball six times for 21 yards. He did have the two rushing touchdowns, and he caught one pass for 6 yards. That's how he got his 15.7. And I know in fantasy football it doesn't matter until the next week when he only has like 3 points with the same stats, and you're like, what in the heck was I thinking? It happens, people. It happens to all of us. Mostert, not playing him. Even though he played 56% of snaps, he had 8 carries. Ooh, 11 yards. And then he also had 2 targets and no catches. I'm not touching the backfield in Miami, and I'm also not touching this guy right now, the tight end, Gesicki. Week 2, 14.1 fantasy points. Week 3, 1.6. He just can't get any consistency in that offense. But I'll tell you who I am going to play for Miami. I'm going to play Hill. He's going to have a bounce back. Only 5.3 fantasy points last week versus Buffalo. And Jalen Waddle, 15.7 fantasy points last week. 4 catches, 6 targets, but 102 yards, no touchdowns. It's kind of crazy that after they both had their highest performances in week 2, they both had their lowest performance in week 3. So I'm still going to play Hill, and I'm still going to play Jalen Waddle. Cincinnati sit. I'm going to sit Hayden Hurst. Last week, 38% of the snaps, 1 catch, 2 targets, 7 yards. He has a groin injury. I'm not sure he's a full go. They say he's going to go, but I'm going to give him a couple weeks to heal if I can. I am going to start Joe Burrow. Last week, he had his best week, 23 completions, 36 passes, 275 yards, 3 touchdowns, 29 fantasy points. I'm going to tell you that I was on the fence with Joe Mixon. I really was. And I actually was going to put him in my sit column. The last 2 weeks, he's had 12 carries for 24 yards, 2 yards per carry, and 19 carries for 57 yards, 3 yards per carry. And he's had 0 rushing TDs this season. 0. So you know if you sit him, he's going to get them, right? But here's a little hope. He had 3 receptions on 7 targets for 14 yards 2 weeks ago. This last week, 3 catches, 4 targets for 26 yards. What I'm hoping for Joe Mixon is that Miami's defense, who last week allowed Buffalo's running backs to have 14 carries for 62 yards and no touchdowns. Okay, so that's not really great, right? 3.5 yards a carry. But the running backs for Buffalo had 17 targets, 14 catches, and 121 yards and a touchdown to go along with it. And that's what I'm hoping for Joe Mixon. He is a good receiving back. I'm hoping that they took a look at the video from last week and saw where they could go get him some catches, and hopefully, you know, he busts one for a touchdown and helps your fantasy football team out this week, get back on the winning column. Jamar Chase, I'm starting him, 17.8 points per game. And then the next two guys, I'm starting them, but I was a little surprised. T. Higgins at 12.7 points per game. And guess what? Tyler Boyd's ahead of him currently on the year at 13.2 points per game, and had a really nice game last week. And he had a 57-yard touchdown from Joe Burrow. All three of those receivers are a worthy start this week against Miami's defense, who we all saw a couple weeks ago give up a ton of points to Lamar Jackson. So there you go. That's it for this podcast. I'll be back with you later this week with your starts and your sits for going into the weekend. If you have any questions for me, you can get a hold of me at SundaysWithJeffMiller@gmail.com, also available on Twitter. You can send me your questions there, and I'll get them back to you, get you some answers if you need some help with that. And still got time to get some advice where the waiver wire is concerned. So if you have any questions, please reach out. It's only fair if you share. Bye.